International Bible Studies. Lesson for September 25, 2022. The Promise to Judah. Key verse: the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Genesis 49 verse 10. Selected Scripture. Genesis 49 verse 8 through 12. As the end of Jacob's life drew near, he called for his 12 sons, and said, "Gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together, and hear, ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father." Genesis 49 verse 1 and 2. Jacob then proceeded to explain to his sons that one of them would be destined to receive special praise from his brethren. After speaking quite harshly of his first three sons, Reuben, Simeon, and Levi, Jacob then turned to Judah. "Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise, thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies." Verse 8. This is followed by our key verse, in which Jacob stated that a scepter, or right to rule, would someday be invested in Judah's progeny. In proportion as they had faith in God's promises, all the other tribes would now look to Judah, expecting blessings to come through him in due time. God's promise to Abraham, renewed to Isaac and to Jacob, was that from their posterity would come a great deliverer who would not only bless them as a family and as a nation, but would also bless all families of the earth. Genesis 12 verse 3. It looked for a time as though Moses, the great lawgiver and deliverer of Israel, might be the one promised, but he was not from the tribe of Judah. He spoke prophetically, however, of someone to come in the future. "God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me." Deuteronomy 18 verse 15. Acts 3 verse 22. When King David arose from the promised tribe of Judah, Israel's victories during his reign led to lofty expectations of an extended kingdom, whose influence would grow and embrace the world. Furthermore, when David's son Solomon began to reign, and his world-renowned wisdom and greatness were at their height, it looked as though the crown of universal dominion was within Israel's grasp. However, due to pride and a lack of obedience to God, their joy was turned to disappointment when after Solomon's death their kingdom was first divided, and then eventually overturned. In humiliation, the people who had expected to rule and bless all nations were carried as captives to Babylon. Psalms 137 verse 1 through 9. Though the crown was removed from Israel, and the power to govern themselves was taken from them, the scepter, or right to rule conveyed originally in God's promise to Judah, was not removed. Ezekiel 21 verse 26 and 27. The original promise to Israel must be fulfilled, and so the scepter remained until the coming of Shiloh, another name signifying the Messiah of promise. The one whose right it is to rule is Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, and the Prince of Peace. Revelation 5 verse 5, Isaiah 9 verse 6 and 7. Jesus was holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. Hebrews 7 verse 26. He also kept and fulfilled Israel's law perfectly, the only Israelite to ever do so. Matthew 5 verse 17 and 18. Jesus, by birth, was of the tribe of Judah, the kingly tribe. Yet, when he laid down his perfect life as a ransom offering, he took Israel's law out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Colossians 2 verse 14. Jesus thus secured for his subjects, both Jew and Gentile, forgiveness of sins and recovery from sin and death in his Father's kingdom, in which he will reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. 1 Timothy 6 verse 15.